Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Second date update time on the Wake Up Call. We are talking to Brittany this morning. Good morning, Brittany.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going fine. So you went on a first date with a guy named Greg. And what did you guys do on this first date?
We had a first date and we made plans for a second date. But that hasn't fallen through as of yet.
Like did you make plans for a second date on the first date?
Yes, we did.
Okay, and how long ago was it?
We went out a couple weeks ago.
Okay. All righty.
Now, whose idea was it to go on a second date?
I felt like it was pretty neutral for both sides.
Okay. But you didn't pick a specific date or anything?
We definitely talked about last week going out, but that's already passed. So,
right.
You know, it just never really happened, and I tried reaching out to make official plans, and this totally got ghosted.
All right, so we have Greg sitting on hold. We're going to talk to him. We're going to find out the truth. Sometimes it's ugly, and you'll be able to hear everything. We'll figure this out. We'll try to negotiate a second date if it makes sense, okay?
Okay, thank you all.
All right, Brittany's now on hold. Here comes Greg. Hi, Greg.
Hey. Hello.
It's Gavin and Katie, and you're on the Wake Up Call on the second date update. We just got done talking to Brittany, somebody you went on a first date with and even had plans to go out with again, but nothing has happened. So what's going on? What is the reason?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Brittany's a sweet girl. I had a really nice time with her. If I'm being honest, like...
Please be honest.
I tried to set up a second... Okay. I mean, I tried to set up a second date with her and she came back with like the request, hey, do you mind if we do dinner before 6 p.m.? And I was kind of surprised she wanted to go out so early in the night. So I said, like, I can probably make that. But do you have like other plans afterwards? Why so early? And she goes, well, that's just when I prefer to eat dinner every night. And I don't know. It kind of gave me the ick, I guess, because
last time,
well, yeah, I mean, like, who wants to eat dinner before like 6 p.m.? Like, that's what my grandparents do, and I don't want to really like settle into that old kind of love. It doesn't really match my lifestyle.
Wow, what a projection!
Yeah, jumping ahead here.
Talk about putting the horse before the cart.
Okay, can we get her on the phone?
Brittany, you're back on. Greg's here too. There's the reason.
Yeah.
You eat too early.
I just like eating early.
When you told him I preferred to eat earlier, I mean, Greg, at any point did you say, like, let's meet in the middle? Or did you, like, you're not even willing to try it? Because, listen, If somebody's saying, let's go to dinner at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
My answer is no.
It's too late.
Way too late. And I don't care if it's a weekend. Late?
Greg, how old are you?
I'm 27.
That eating after 8 p.m. is a 27-year-old thing to do.
Not when I was 27.
You had a baby.
Even if I didn't. I've been an elder my whole life.
When I was in college, I loved eating dinner at like 9 p.m., 10 p.m., but I also didn't go to bed till like 3 a.m. Now I'm a grown-up with a job, albeit this job,
right?
And I got to go to bed.
It's just, you know what it is for me? And this is why, even like before I had kids, if you have a regular 9-to-5 job, which until I did morning radio, I did. Okay. And what do you do by the time, from the time you get off of work, then you've got a couple hours of downtime, then you're going to ramp yourself back up for a dinner date. Like,
you're just talking about downtime?
Well, kind of. Like, I don't like sitting around waiting to have to do something.
Brittany, what do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher. So, I mean, I do have a, like, 8-to-4 schedule in my life. But I have to get up fairly early because I work out before I go to work.
And, Greg, what do you do for a living?
I'm a bartender.
Oh, this is not...
We should have just asked that at the beginning.
Right. Not going to work out. You are peas and carrots as far as lifestyle goes. Brittany, unless you want a second date, do you want a second date?
You know, being that this is the reason, I couldn't even get like any kind of, hey, just this is the deal. This is why it isn't going to work out. I mean, it goes to show it's immaturity, and I don't want to be with somebody immature.
Right. I don't know if maturity is part of it. It's just
lifestyle, yeah.
All right. Well, Greg, thank you for your honesty. Brittany, sorry we couldn't work this out, but I have a feeling that this is just one of many pitfalls that the two of you would have fallen into as far as how different your lifestyles are. It's a second date update on The Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.